Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 216 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, the longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today for over 4 years, a revolutionary force in wrestling figure podcast entertainment. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, we actually tried to put lightning behind it and it didn't sound right, so we didn't put that into the show last week.
What about, like, thundering hooves, like a herd of elephants running? Do you think, like, a rumble behind your voice would do the trick to kind of mimic thunder, but like a rumbling of the earth? Earthquake, maybe? Do you think something like that would work?
You mean like the beginning of the Four Horsemen theme?
Yes, much like that, yes.
Well, if people hear it on this show, then they know that it worked.
Nice. I would say not a gallop of hooves, more just like the rumbling of like a herd of elephants running. Something like that. I think that would be cool behind that.
I've heard of elephants.
You've heard of elephants?
Yeah, you said a herd of elephants. Yeah, I've heard of elephants. Sorry, dad joke. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry right now. I'm not even a dad. I don't know where that came from.
Dude.
What?
Dude, come on.
I know. How are you doing over there, Scott?
I'm recovering from you telling dad jokes on a wrestling figure podcast. Here it is. Will you stop? There it is. That's your first one of the show. I'm sure it won't be the last. No, I'm doing good. I have a lemon drop bang coursing through my veins. I did some toy spotting, and we'll get to that a little bit later. I had some listeners give me some sweet hookups. Got the hashtag Fig Life working for me, and I love them for it. So, yeah, I've got a little bit of toy spotting, some cool Fig Life stories, and I think it's going to be a solid show. Very solid show.
Dude, I drank a bang today, and it didn't work on me. I still came home hella tired.
Whoa.
I know. Something was up with me today, dude.
How much sleep did you get last night?
6 hours.
Dude, do you usually get only 6 hours a night?
It's usually between 7 and 8.
See? Okay, so you're already running lower on your normal sleep. So maybe
yes.
The bang just, it wasn't going to help. What flavor did you have?
Lemon drop, too.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay, well, I'm feeling it. I'm good. I had maybe 7 hours last night, so I'm definitely feeling the bang for sure. That really sucks that you're not. I figured you had had cotton candy, and I was going to be like, yeah, that's because that flavor sucks. But it was not cotton candy. It was lemon drop. Really surprising, dude. I guess Bang's not going to sponsor us now.
Anyways, I had to come home and take a little bit of a power nap to get me through the show tonight, but I feel rested, Scott. I'm ready to have a great show with you, brudda. Unfortunately, we will not be at the San Jose Toy Show this weekend due to wallet heat and the show actually being canceled.
Yeah, so it was originally wallet heat that was going to keep us from going, and I was going to forego meeting the great Scott Ian of Anthrax fame. But just right before jumping on to record tonight, you saw that they canceled the show. They released a thing that Santa Clara County basically shut it down. No go on the show. So we kind of get a pass. Save that money and take it to Tampa with us. Assuming Tampa itself doesn't cancel the entire week of WrestleMania.
TBD, man. We'll find out.
Oh, for sure.
If you would like to get any of our past t-shirts, head on over to Pro Wrestling Tees or whatamaneuver.net. We also have 8x10s for sale. If you are interested in any of these Jason Wolf printed 8x10s, slide on over into the DMs and I will get these shipped out to you. Scott and I will put our Hancocks on this and we will send them out to you.
Wait, we're putting our what on them?
Our John Hancocks.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, I never agreed to this.
Autograph, dude, autograph.
Little hairs are going to be shipped in the... Oh. Never mind. You were talking about our signatures. Disregard. Moving on. Nothing to see here.
Were you thinking of a different flyaway?
Nope. Moving on.
Okay. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts on FullyPosablePodcast.com. Download that Podbean app if you are on the go. Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Please rate and review on iTunes. Scott, we don't have any more reviews.
Sad.
Yeah, we did get another rating, another 5-star rating on iTunes, but unfortunately we did not get any more written reviews. So if you guys have a quick moment, that would be great if you could just head on over to iTunes and leave a review for us. That helps out our algorithm and pushes us up the charts. That would help out a lot. So if you guys could do that, we will read it on the air. 1-star, 3-star, 5-star, we don't care. We'll read it on the air. If you have any audio questions, or anything else at all, send it on over to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. As of right now, Fig Life Meetup 3 is still a go. Tampa Stadium Wing House, Friday, April 3rd, 4 to 6 p.m., right after WrestleCon, right before SmackDown. Come one, come all. We want you guys to have a good time. As I said, as of right now, it's still a go. Tampa's still a go. WrestleCon's still a go. Access is still a go. Everything is still a go. So Fig Life Meetup 3 is also still a go. So again, Friday, April 3rd, 4 to 6 p.m., Tampa Stadium Wing House. Who, what, when? Oh, Fully Posable. Who, what, when, where? Tampa Stadium Wing House. Why? Because we like to meet you guys. That's all.
Huge banners with our pictures on it. Blimps.
Yes, there will be blimps.
Maybe those message planes with the big streamers behind them with our names all over it. Because, you know, we like to get ourselves over, brother.
There will be a guy that will parachute in, and the parachute will be Fully Posable.
And, of course, he'll be wearing a Fully Posable t-shirt.
Yes, that he got from whatamaneuver.net.
Exactly. Or perhaps a hoodie, depending on the weather. We don't know. But as of right now, everything is still on. Until Tampa tells us otherwise, we're flying there. We're doing the meetup on April 3rd from 4 to 6, right after WrestleCon, right before SmackDown. Also, it's Jeff's birthday that day. Just throwing out that reminder.
Also, I know Scott and I have been promoting FOCO the past few weeks, and we thank you guys for using our code WFP over at FOCO. Actually, I should say code WFP10 at checkout. I want to thank you guys. It means a lot that you guys have done that. It means so much that you guys are heading on over there. Each time you go over there, use that code WFP10 for 10% at checkout. Thank you so much, guys, for doing that. It means a lot, and we're proud to be part of this FOCO family. And I hope you guys are happy with the items you guys are getting in. Let us know. Take pictures. Say, hey, I used code WFP10 and got this. So please tweet at us, Instagram, whatever you guys want to do. Make sure you take a picture and tag us in the picture of what you guys got from FOCO. So, Scott, did you do any toy spotting?
I did. I did the usual Tracy Target and Tracy Walmart and came up dry at both. Stock is still exactly the same as the last time I was in there. But I did go to the Lathrop Target and I checked out what they had, and their stock puts combined Tracy Target and Tracy Walmart to shame. They have a great selection of elites, a great selection of basics. I didn't walk away with anything, but I saw WrestleMania elites. I saw Network Spotlights, the new one, not the old one, even though they did still have an Oscar on the pegs. I saw the Kurt Angle and the Matt Hardy. The WrestleMania Elite was a Matt Hardy. They had Elite 72. They had Elite 70. They had a decent assortment of basics, battle packs. It was what our Target and Walmart should look like, with a decent selection of elites and basics up on the pegs. But unfortunately, if I want that, I've got to drive to Lathrop for it. It's not that bad, but I am going to start frequenting the Lathrop Target a lot more because they have a way better selection. But outside of me not buying anything locally, I got a text message from Breaker the other day, and he's like, dude, do you still need an anvil? I said, yes. And so Breaker hooked me up on an anvil. I got a, I'm not going to say what it was, but I got a killer birthday present from Good Brother Mike, living up to his Good Brother moniker. The dude hooked me up. I'm not going to say what it was, but a huge, huge thank you to Good Brother Mike for taking care of me on my birthday And last but certainly not least, a few weeks ago, I put out a call for a Fan Central Bobby Heenan that I needed one for my other podcast. I was going to keep it next to my mic while I'm doing that podcast because my co-host got a Gorilla Monsoon from Tim at a chair shot on Twitter. Drew Wenzel RKO'd me out of nowhere and sent me a Twitter DM that said, dude, if you still need a Bobby Heenan, I've got one for you. And Drew sent it to me free of charge, literally out of the goodness of his heart, because that's what the Fig Life does. And he hooked me up. So huge, huge thank you to Drew Wenzel for taking care of me on the Fan Central Bobby Heenan. It is going to be my good luck charm and my drinking buddy, other drinking buddy, during the Drunk Wrestling History podcast. So huge, huge thanks, Drew Wenzel. Thank you so much.
Dude, you got hooked up big time this past week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great. Huge thanks to Breaker, Good Brother Mike, and Drew Wenzel. And, of course, from a few weeks ago, Tim at a chair shot on Twitter for hooking up my co-host with the Gorilla Monsoon. That's what the Fig Life is all about.
Sounds like you had a good week.
It was a solid, solid week. Again, nothing I found personally, but just the Fig Life taking care of me.
Nice, man. The only thing I got this week was the 16D Jushin Thunder Liger.
Oh, nice.
Well, I shouldn't say I got it this week. I pre-ordered it back in September. It finally came in from Japan, so I had to go down to the post office to pick it up. So anyways, I got that. It's cool, dude. It's like nice and shiny, and he's doing the pose. You and I also finally from Entertainment Earth got our Jushin Thunder Liger Storm figure.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to see that thing in person.
Oh, it's such a beaut. It's going to be tough. I know you. It's going to be tough to keep it in package.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to.
Just in case you ever meet him.
Yeah, I would really want to get that figure signed. It's so, so cool looking, and I can't wait to see it in person, but I don't think I could bring myself to open it up.
So those were the only things that I got. I went to Walmart. It's funny, dude. Our Walmart Finn Balor from Elite 74 is multiplying. At first, it was just one, then it turned into two, and then it turned into four.
What in the...
But the funny thing is no other cases of Elite 74 showed up on the shelf, so somebody must have been returning them or something.
Yeah, most likely. They bought a bunch of Fins at other stores, and they're taking them back to that one.
Must be. But that's it for anything around here, man. It's been bare. We do have WrestleMania Elites over at our Walmart. We do have old Elites, like we have the Breezango Elite.
Oh, still?
Uh-huh.
Dude, I got those at the GameStop $5 sale.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, remember way back when they knocked all their Elites down to $5 and clearanced them out? Yeah, that's when I got those. But you said your Walmart still has those?
I'm thinking that somebody got them off of a online sale or something and returned them to Target.
Or they bought them at GameStop for $5 and returned them to Walmart for $16.
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point.
Schmucks.
So, anyways, those are still on the pegs. Dude, it was funny. I was looking at the Natty figure from Elite 74.
Yes. I actually, it's funny you mentioned her. I was at Walmart and I picked her up again and looked at her and I'm like, just, I don't know, man. I like the figure. I just can't bring myself to pick it up yet. I don't know. I might kick myself later, but just haven't brought myself to buy her yet.
It's so good, man.
It is.
That's one of those scary good faces that you and I talk about where you're just like, this is almost too lifelike.
Yeah, and you know, she's going to look really good hung up on the wall next to the Jim Neidhart figure. I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
You need to, man. You need to.
Yeah, and she's still there, too. They've had her since you and I saw the stock that day at Walmart, who, by the way, still has the same Elite figures as when you and I were there, I think minus one Finn. But the rest of the assortment is exactly the same still. But the Natty's still sitting there. It's so tempting every time I go.
The face on it is just so good. I can't get over it.
Yeah, Mattel really, really nailed it on that Natty. But, you know, it's not uncommon for them to have really, really good Natty figures. And this one is no exception. She's really well done. I love the addition of the cat ears with her, too.
The Natty figures have actually gotten better over the years. Where, like, we've talked about Becky, where it seems like they've regressed sometimes.
Or Alexa,
good point. It seems like the Natty figures have just progressed to what it is now. Like face, I can't say enough good things about it. It's like that Nia Jax, man. I'm like, oh my God, this thing is terrific.
Yeah, it's so good. That's another one that's scary good.
Scott, we do have some news. What do you say we jump into it?
Let's talk about it.
Oh, you gonna learn today.
just got in the news. There is a Chris Jericho ringside exclusive where he will be coming in a box that is...
do you want to do that over? Say it again. He'll be what?
He will be... Okay. I see what you did there.
This podcast gets juvenile on occasion. I'm sorry. But it doesn't change the fact that you said Chris Jericho's coming in a box.
Yes, that is what I said, Scott. Get your mind out of the gutter tonight. You are just all over the place. I'm going to have you thrown right out of here. For the first time, I'm going to have to do this podcast solo.
Will I stop?
Or I'll call Breaker and then I'll have him sub in and then he'll laugh at that same. And he will laugh at the same thing. And then I'm going to have to bring you back and tag you back in.
See, any dude you sit in the co-host chair is going to laugh at what you just said. And if they don't, they weren't paying attention.
Anyways, this Chris Jericho figure from Jazzwares will be in a box that is shaped like a wine box. Actually, I shouldn't say like a wine box, not something you get from Costco for like $49. That's 9 gallons.
it's not a box of wine per se.
Yes. On this box, it has a little bit of the bubbly on it. Inside will be Chris Jericho, reminiscent of that night when he said a little bit of the bubbly. In it will be a table, 2 bottles of the bubbly, an ice bucket, the AEW title, 2 yellow solo cups, and obviously the Chris Jericho figure. Scott, I have to ask you, is this the best packaging ever?
Let me just say, before we get into the figure itself, I think it's really cute that you just said a box of wine, because Jericho is actually selling champagne and not wine, but this ties into how much you don't drink to know that a bit of the bubbly is actually champagne and not wine. So it's actually, in fact, a champagne box, but you're given a pass because you're not the drinker in the family.
You are correct. Touche.
Yes, it's not bubbly wine. It is champagne, and I think it is outstanding. But had this come out before the Macho Man Slim Jim figure, it might have been considered the best packaging of all time. Now, is it better than Retrofest? It's up there. It's definitely up there. I like what AEW Jazzwares did here with the Jericho figure. I love that they included him in the bit of the bubbly box. It plays on the whole theme. It's a huge thing right now. Great call all around. I love the accessories it comes with. Awesome, awesome figure. Great packaging. This is a home run. If you're going to order it, save yourself 10% at checkout. Use code FULLYPOSABLE. Put some cash back in your pocket. Great, great figure. Here's the thing, Jeff. This is really opening up a huge thing for wrestling figures. You've done the Slim Jims. And you put Macho Man inside of a Slim Jim box. Now you're doing a Jericho, different company, Jazzwares, putting Jericho inside of a champagne box. What's next? Well, let me give you some ideas. How about a can or a jar of ass cream with a Christian figure in it? Better yet, how about the long-awaited Buddy Rose figure in a box of blow-away diet?
In the protein powder bucket?
Oh, the protein powder? You're talking Simon Dean, right? Deontay gets his wish list figure. See, this is a whole can of worms that has been opened now. Mattel does the Slim Jim. Jazzwares, boom, follows up with a bit of the bubbly, which is a great counterpunch, by the way. I can't wait to see where this goes next. Like, they're taking this thing, like, they're trading punches now. I love it, and look, as a wrestling figure collector, I'm a winner here. So keep going, guys. I'm going to sit back, eat my popcorn, and see what comes next. But for this particular figure, the bit of the bubbly Jericho with all the accessories, home run. Nice job, Jazzwares.
So you think Macho Slim Jim packaging is better than Retrofest?
No. Okay. No, Retrofest is the best packaging of all time. The Slim Jim, though, it's definitely up there. I've got to put it. Man, classic super. Okay, so now we're going to have a conversation about wrestling figure packaging.
Bring it.
So, Retrofest is number one. You're absolutely right. I get carried away with the Macho Man Slim Jim figure sometimes because I love it so much. So, the Slim Jim box.
Yeah, you do.
Settle down there, Seven. I've got to put the Macho Man Slim Jim box up there at, man. See, Classic Superstars packaging is jumping in my head now. Oof. This is a tough one. Retro Fest at 1, Macho Man Slim Jim at 2, then I'm going to put the Classic Superstars and the Jericho Bit of the Bubbly in at number 3.
Okay.
There it is.
The bad thing about this is, at least with the Macho Man, you could cut the tape and display it in that plastic covering. I don't know if that's going to be the same as this one.
We need to find out, right? So I'm most likely going to order one. So when I receive mine, I'll definitely let you know, and vice versa. If you get yours first, let us know. But yeah, that was the beauty of the Slim Jim packaging, is you could still maintain the integrity of the Slim Jim box just by slicing that little tiny piece of tape, opening up the flap, and you could pull the Macho Man figure out. So hopefully this is something like that. And look, but here's the thing too, is the Macho Man, when you pull him out of the Slim Jim box, he's holding the Slim Jim boxes. And he's in all of his glory in the figure. And I don't know if the Jericho is going to be the same way. So that's going to be a big thing, is when you pull the Jericho figure out of the Bit of Bubbly box, what's he going to be packaged like? Is he going to be holding the champagne bottles or the yellow solo cups? Title slang over the shoulder? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But look, you're going up against the Macho Man Slim Jim. You've put yourself up into that category now. We're going to see who did it better. What do you think of the Jericho sculpt, Jeff? Do you like it?
It captures Jericho right after the match, because Jericho had a long match. You know, he was kind of tired, beaten up. So it kind of captured that look. That's what I kind of viewed it as. Some people were like, that doesn't look like Jericho. Well, I think they were trying to go for the Jericho look after the match. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought they were going for, was post-match Jericho. So for that, I give them kudos. I think that they captured that pretty well. But let me just go back to the Young Bucks real quick.
Where are you going? Wait, we still have the other stuff to get to. Where are you going?
It goes back to our conversation about there's no right or wrong with how you feel about a wrestling figure, right? Because an opinion, that's all it is. It's an opinion. I like it, or I don't like it, or I think it's just okay. It's all subjective. But with that said, I'm going to double down on the Young Bucks, and I'm going to maintain that FTC did them better. Again, it's all subjective. But I'm going to double down. FTC still has the better Young Bucks. I think that there's going to be better Young Bucks that come out later from AEW Jazzwares. And at that point, we can take those and match them up to the FTC Young Bucks. But right now, just based on the pictures that I've seen versus the actual Young Bucks I have hanging up signed on my wall, those Young Bucks figures are better than what Jazzwares did in their Series 1. Now, the outfits, Jazzwares knocked them out of the park. And I'll say it again, from the neck down, those figures are perfect. From the neck up, different story. I just don't dig the sculpts on their first go around. Not a lot of people were fans of Series 1 from FTC, and FTC got way better moving on. I expect the same on Young Bucks from Jazzwares. I'm just not a huge fan of that unrivaled Series 1, but I expect them to get better in future series for sure.
That seems to be the consensus, is a lot of people weren't too thrilled with the Matt Jackson. Like, for me, I thought the Nick Jackson was fine. I thought it was really good. The Matt, I kind of agree with you on. But, again, I said it last week and I'm going to say it this week. It's all subjective. We all look at things differently. Some people look at Hasbro's as cartoony, but they still have this beautiful look to them in our eyes. Because I've talked to people who said, oh, Hasbro were too cartoony and the Galoobs were like perfect and they were lifelike and they were serious. And I get it. But the Hasbro still had that cartoony, awesome feel to them. We loved them. And a lot of people did. So not everybody's going to see eye to eye. And it's all subjective. We all have different opinions on what we like and what we don't like.
Exactly. And it's why I'll never rip anybody on an opinion, except for you, Jeff, with Macho Man Slim Jim being at number 7 on your 2019 list. I don't know that I'll ever forgive you for that, and that goes as number 89 on your list of things I hate you for, but I will never argue with another collector that's saying they like this figure over this figure, and I may have a differing opinion, but that's all it is. It's just an opinion. It's all subjective, and that's what makes it so cool to be a part of this community, is we can all have differing opinions, but we're all still hashtag FigLife at the end of the day.
I want to know what the other 88 things are that you despise me for.
We'll get to that later. Like later on in the show, I'm sure I'll come across at least two more things and you'll be up to 91.
Next week, have a list and print it out like Jericho did with all of his moves.
Yeah, it'll be a scroll.
Scott, our buddies over at FTC also showed off their Vince Russo figure. It comes with a black jacket, comes with a black jersey, like he used to wear. It was the San Francisco Giants one that had Bonds on the back.
Yes.
This says Russo, obviously. They cannot get the Giants name on that. So their Vince Russo figure has been shown off. Looks like Russo. It's got the full beard going on, you know. Looks like Russo.
Yeah, he's got the, it looks like denim pants on and the leather jacket, as you mentioned. Cool looking figure. And I would imagine that the Russo fans are going to be coming out of the woodworks and ordering these things by the truckload. So if you are looking for a Vince Russo figure, stay tuned to FTC for ordering info. That thing is going to be coming soon.
Scott, Steve Ozer on the Wrestling Figs message board actually took the time after New York Toy Fair and answered a ton of questions. I went in and copy pasted most of them.
Wait. You didn't go question by question and hand type them in. You just did a simple copy and paste.
Dude, you know how many pages that was on the Figs message board?
No excuses here. No excuses.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay, seven.
there's number 90. Steve Ozer answered these questions. I have gone in and I copy pasted them. So buckle in. We are going to go through these pretty quick. Somebody asked how many sets are already planned for the Ultimate Edition line. Steve said, as of now, plans are through 2021. It will continue as long as retailers and consumers support it. Somebody asked, is there any more China figures getting released this year in Basic or Elite? Steve said more China figures will come in general. That's all I can say. Scott, go ahead and stop me if you have anything to jump in with.
I will. I'm still buckling in, so proceed.
All right. Why are some store exclusives made available online and others are not? Steve said, after a certain period of time, we move on to newer waves at retail to keep pegs fresh and stay on schedule. Older mixes then go to closeout, which is why you see small quantities occasionally pop up at other retailers. Someone asked, any plans for Gorilla Monsoon? It seems he never hit full saturation, was never available online, and won't even be in the WrestleMania shipper now. Steve says, seems like Elite 72 with Gorilla is completely shipped. No immediate plans to revisit Gorilla, but maybe down the road. See, that's where the Legends line comes in, and you can do something like that.
Yeah, and that's a lot of hope for the Legends line moving forward. I still want to see them tackle the managers, much like LJN did back in the day, for them to do just a line of managers like Slick, another Jimmy Hart, give us another Bobby Heenan, and Mr. Fuji. Shoot, even give us an Oliver Humperdinck to put next to Bigelow. I think that would be awesome.
Someone asked, it appears as though Billy Kay has started to pop up at Walmart. What is happening with these store exclusives? Peyton has been found at Walmart. Target got Peyton less cases of 73 before the holidays, and Walmarts are getting Anvil less cases of 74. This guy said, I've mentioned in another thread that I don't mind the store exclusives, but when I can't even find them at the appropriate stores they are exclusive to, something's amiss. Great question by this guy. Steve said, Anvil and Elite 74, between what's appearing on pegs and the upcoming WrestleMania display, all cases of Elite 74 with Anvil have shipped. Elites are doing extremely well, so we are shipping in non-Anvil cases to satisfy demand. So bottom line is, more Anvils will hit pegs and will appear on the display, but you'll also run into instances of Anvil-free cases. So that explains why people were popping open cases and not, there was no Cassius Ohno, there was no Anvil, nothing like that. Steve added on, Peyton is ready to go, but before moving on to her wave, we wanted to make sure we got the Cassius wave fully shipped and so you could get a fair crack at him and Paige. If there are any updates on her wave that I can share in the next days or weeks, I certainly will. Are there any plans to get Ultimates in Walmart stores, Ultimate Editions? Steve said that would be ideal, but the retailer makes the final call on what they carry. It's available to them and will always be pitched to them. Somebody asked, regarding Ric Flair Ultimate Edition, I honestly tried Googling any issues with him and couldn't find anything. Only issue of him taking issues with the man moniker. That was from 6 months ago. Could you clarify if he's no longer available to you guys or figure is still planned for a later release date? Super bum we never got the Attitude Era Nitro style short hair version after all this time. Thanks again. Steve said, I hope to see him included in the line again at some point. That's all I will be saying about Rick until if when we are able to do a reveal.
Hopefully sooner rather than later on Flair. They've got to keep releasing Flair figures.
So I guess there's some issues between Flair and WWE. So Ric Flair has been put on the naughty list and not going to be released.
Ooh, Flair.
Is there any particular reason why 1993 Lawler with robe and crown hasn't been released yet? I remember you mentioning the contract situation with non-wrestler talent can be complicated. Steve says just hasn't happened yet. It's high on my personal wish list of figures, maybe someday.
So you know what? If Steve wants it to happen, there's a good chance that one could pop up in the Legends line.
100%. Steve, does the Legends line open up possibilities of repaints like Mabel, Men on a Mission version? If we get to Men on a Mission Mabel, we give him a new head.
I like that. He's like, no, we're not going to do a repaint. We're going to give you a new sculpt and a new figure. I dig that. Good on Steve.
But can you really make Mabel without Oscar and Mo?
Oh, no, you'd have to have those two guys with him for sure. Maybe not in the same wave, or even make them as basics, whatever. But you've got to have Men on a Mission as a full squad.
Steve, can you confirm that the Decade of Dominance is a limited series of only 10 figures to be released in two waves, and the figures are talent who have been contracted with WWE throughout the entire partnership with Mattel beginning in 2010? Steve said the Decade of Domination brings us two waves of figures of some of the top superstars who were with WWE when Mattel line began and who are still making an impact in the business today. 10 figures featuring all new looks to celebrate 10 years of the line. So we're getting two waves of Decade of Domination.
Cool. So wave two will be like 5 Cenas?
Basically, yeah.
Sweet.
It appears that the images of the new Elite 2-pack that China doesn't have the spike collar that was in the initial render. Is this final or will it be added before release? Steve said final product will have the collar. Store exclusives are essentially chase figures now since they aren't even in every case at their designated store. Is anything being done to make these easier to obtain? Steve said yes. It was in the works since the very beginning and you have already seen some instances of improvement. With Walmart.com availability and increased international availability, we will keep pushing for more improvements. This one was actually kind of interesting, Scott, especially with what's going on in the world right now. Are you guys bracing for any slowdowns or a complete halt of getting figures made or shipping them out to retailers over the coronavirus problem? I haven't heard much about toys until this morning, and if so, any insight what customers can expect as a result? Steve said this is a unique new development and we are working through it as we go. Nothing really to say beyond that at this point. Hoping the situation gets contained and under control quickly for the sake of everyone's health, more so than toy delays.
Well said.
Next question. The most important thing to me is the face, and you guys hit the figures out of the park 99.5% of the time. That being said, how did the WrestleMania cactus ever make it past quality control?
Ooh!
This dude's listening to our show.
Pow!
The difference between the first one and this one is staggering.
Okay, hold on. I have to agree with this guy 100%. When I went to the Lathrop Target, they did have the Mick Foley WrestleMania Elite on the pegs. Dude, that figure, this is the first time I've seen him in person. That figure's worse in person than what I've seen in the pictures. This dude's totally right. Some people liked it, some people didn't. Again, this is just my opinion. I did not like that Mick Foley at all. This dude is right on the money.
No, you're 100% correct, dude. That thing is awful. I had to open up all four to build Danny Davis. Ugh. And every time Celeste put the Mick Foley in front of me, like, I started to cringe.
Yeah, the best way to display that figure is like WrestleMania 22. Set it on fire.
Steve said, something I've noticed during my time in the business is that gray models can look great and when made in plastic form look a bit off. Conversely, gray models can seem a bit off, but when made in skin tone plastic with deco look unbelievable. It just sometimes happens that a figure doesn't turn out as intended.
Well played.
Looking at you, Chad Gable.
Well played, though. Great answer to that question. It wasn't a deflection. He took it head on, like, you know, sometimes it doesn't pan out versus what we see on a grayed out sculpt versus what the final painted product is, sometimes we miss. Great answer by Steve. Great, great answer. I like that.
What are the chances of more NWO figures? Kurt Hennig, Rick Rude, Lex Luger. Steve said hopefully. With the return of the Legends line, is there any date year that the line is limited to? For example, will it only include attires from, say, 2000 and before? Or will it include any figure considered a flashback? I noticed with the first run, it was largely 80s and 90s, with the exception of Eddie from 2004. Steve said there have been no timeframes dictated. Any modern talent with flashback looks would most likely be judged on a case-by-case basis. Steve, how bummed were you that pictures leaked of China? The China figure deserved a better debut than an incorrect mock-up package shot in a meeting room. But mistakes happen, and we'll still give that two-pack the proper spotlight.
Ooh, security! Have these people thrown out of here.
How can you do business with someone like that?
Fully posable, 10% off.
Steve, we would never leak the pictures.
Dude, who leaks pictures? Come on now. That's Bush League, bro.
That's a rookie scare, man.
People who are in business for over 4 years don't do that type of thing.
Hey, keep this under wraps. You got it. Oh, wait, here are the pictures.
Oops.
Any chance of a Rhythm and Blue version Greg Valentine? Steve says, let's get this one out first and see how he does, but Rhythm and Blues would be the next logical version.
Excellent. I love that answer. Very excited.
Was the Flashback Series 3 Commissioner Shawn Michaels Build-A-Figure Elite set made around the same size run as Series 2? Should I hold out hope it will show up somewhere someday? Steve said, to my knowledge, everything completely shipped to the retailer for this wave. It was a lower run than the previous wave. With that said, most of these are good candidates for re-release. Hopefully that can happen in time. So guys, if you have a Harley figure and you want to sell it, now's the time.
Yeah, get rid of that thing now. I'll take it off your hands for $25.
Shipped.
Yes, thank you.
When Mattel is able to make a figure of someone, a legend specifically, we know they have to be signed to a WWE Legends deal. At least that's the term I've always seen thrown around first. So when that happens, is making their figure based on the length of the contract or a specific number of figures? What I mean is, like, Fred Ottman signed a deal and you guys made Typhoon, Tugboat, Shockmaster all pretty quick. I think within the same year. Was that because he only signed a short-term deal, so you said he signed, let's get all three out ASAP? Or was it that you could only make those three figures anyway, so knock them out right away using the existing tooling? Steve said, we'd usually want to space out releases over time. Bill's thinking was that these were all distinct characters, so he just got through all versions rapid fire. Maybe a mistake in hindsight, but you try things and you learn. But sometimes you do have to take shorter contracts into consideration. I think we do a good job with short-term deals now, unlike the last Goldberg run, where we only got one elite figure with the ring and the Dudleys only getting one elite each. In fact, it's just been transparent to you guys when this happens lately, and that's how it should be.
Great question, great answer.
Scott, you mentioned this one when we were talking to Marty DeRosa. Are the scans for the new Razor and Taker debut new or just true FX versions of their past scans previously used? Steve said they are existing sculpts, but will have true FX deco. The Razor on display was hand-painted prototype. This next question is regarding the Legends line. The first wave here has one first-time-in-the-line figure, Greg the Hammer Valentine, and three previously done characters, Razor, Sting, and Heenan. Is that the kind of setup we can expect going forward? Also, if this is a bit too soon to ask, but for the China Triple H ringside exclusive, will Triple H be in ring gear or will be a reissue of his Best of Attitude figure? Since we know that what China's going to look like, I'd imagine Hunter should be late 97-98 to match. Could the Decade of Dominance be where we finally see a reissue of either ringside Kane's, since the point of the line is celebrating talent who's been with WWE since Mattel got the license? And it's been highly requested. It'd be a fantastic choice, in my opinion. Steve said, it won't always be possible to include a first time in the line in each Legend wave, but we'll do our best to bring all new Legends into the line. Regarding the Triple H and China question, an actual reveal of Triple H and China 2-pack is coming soon. Stand by. And last, regarding Kane, ringside Kane will not be in the Decade of Domination. The lineups for the two waves are set in stone at this point. Next question. As a fan outside observer of the line, who's your pick for best figure in the first AEW series? Steve said, I love the Jericho figure. While I'm excited about all the first-time figures, Le Champion is just incredible-looking toy. Magic, who used to work on WWE at Mattel, absolutely killed it with these new figures. Very proud of him, and I'll be supporting the line.
See, this is what I'm talking about. With all the different players that are in the game right now, they're all supporting each other, but at the same time, they're watching what the other guy's doing, and they're going to up their game to try to top what the other guy's doing. So again, as wrestling figure collectors, we're all winners here. So we should be rooting for everybody to do incredible, because at the end of the day, they're all trying to top each other, and we're going to win from that. So that's great. I like to see that he's actually seeing what they're doing, picking out his favorites, and most likely taking notes to make his line better. I love that.
Scott, why don't you go into the next question?
Yes, let's break up the monotony here. I'm going to unbuckle, and I'm going to get comfortable. So here we go.
I'm keeping in that throat clear, by the way.
Asshole. To your knowledge, this is the question. To your knowledge, does first-in-the-line elite figures sell better than others? If so, the way I see it, please tell me if I am wrong, is that Mattel pays a lot of money to license and make WWE figures. It seems they would want to help you make a lot more new-to-the-line legends. New line coming out. Greg Valentine, awesome. Sting, popular choice, but has been made often. Razor Ramon, another popular choice, but he too has been made a lot. But at least this was more of his beginning with WWE. And Heenan, I think, is third Mattel elite. So cost savings for sure, but not as diversified as I hoped with new combined with old. As I get older, I hope I can see more of my past made by my favorite line of all time, WWE Mattel Elite. Please keep pushing, Steve, and thank you. Could we ever do a survey and your top 12 legends are brought to WWE? So he goes on and lists a bunch of guys, WCW, old timers and whatnot, stuff you've pretty much heard us wish list since day one. Steve answers, we'll keep requesting talent and make pretty much whoever is made available to us. Okay, stop me if you've heard that one before. Poor Steve has to say the same thing over and over again almost every single time he does one of these. Steve continues, I honestly don't think a poll is necessary. All right, so this, we've had this come up a lot too, Jeff, on our show. Should they take a poll, a survey, see who we want? Here's an answer right from Steve himself. I honestly don't think a poll is necessary. We're all pretty much on the same page regarding names we'd like to see. It's just a matter of the stars aligning over time. That just goes back to what we've said about Steve since day one, Jeff. If the dude can make it happen, he's going to make it happen. If he's given an opening at all, he's going to run through it and he's going to get that figure in our hands. Literally, the Elite flashback line that gave us the Stone Cold, the Jake, the Harley, that, and the Rick Steamboat, that happened because of Steve. Without him, that wouldn't have happened, and we all know how great that line was. So great, we couldn't even get our hands on it. So, kudos to Steve again. The dude's right. Keep pushing, Steve. Keep making it happen. He has our back. He's definitely a dude we want in charge of that line.
Well done, Scott. Way to break it down.
Hey, thank you. Do you want me to do the intro to the show?
Yeah, actually, go for it right now.
No, never. It's not going to happen again. You ridiculed me the first time I did it. Never doing it again.
Next question for Steve. Has a Texas bull rope accessory ever been considered? He said, yes. It's been considered, yeah.
Riveting stuff. He's all, yes.
What are the chances of getting some accessories for the main event rings, like a current steel cage, Hell in a Cell, etc.? Even if it's just offered as an online exclusive, I know most people would like to be able to have these other type of matches in real scale for their figure photography and federations. Thanks for all your time and answering the questions on this board.
Amen.
I pulled this question for JT. Steve said, if the right retail or online opportunity for something like this to work comes up, then it could happen. Totally know there's interest from collectors for these items.
Not just collectors. He specifically said in the question, figure photographers. And that's a huge part of the collecting community as well. So not just the collectors, but the figure photographers want it too. So hopefully they can make that work.
Next question. Does the new Legends line have a little more in the budget than, say, a regular line or even the network spotlight? Reason being, I can't remember a wave where we have gotten this much clothing that isn't plastic. Steve said it doesn't have a different budget amount. There are three really low deco figures in this wave, so we were able to add more soft goods. Deco accounts for a large portion of costs. So this gentleman asked a bunch of different questions, so I'll just go one by one. So he asked, will there be a fifth person in the line regarding the legends, like a standard line, or will they only have four? Steve says four figures per wave regarding the legends. So this could potentially be where Harley Race fits in, the guy asked. Steve said, we can use whoever is available and build a wave that we think will sell. Some talents may not be included to be transparent. Some may work better as collector's edition figures. Legends will still appear outside of this line as mainline and exclusive figures. Does the WWE limit you as per how far you can go back, like 70s? Number four question ties in with number five question. Is there any concern with the other companies now making figures in scale with yours that they might choose to pursue legends? Steve said, if Mattel can't do certain legends, it'd be cool to see them made by someone, especially by some of my talented friends in the industry. And last question, he says, I have concerns that once again, as you have seen on this board and are well aware of, we might not truly be able to gauge if there is in fact a market for legends, with putting the entire fate of them in Target's hands. To their credit, I was able to easily get Red Rooster, the Shark, etc. on their site, far easier than Gorilla Monsoon, Harley Race, Gerald Briscoe, and Pat Patterson, which I could never find there for Walmart prices. Are you concerned too, or was this the only way to get it going? Would Walmart not jump into allowing Ringside as well? Steve said exclusives are just the nature of today's retail landscape. No.
Do they have to be, though?
I'm not concerned over exclusivity being a problematic engaging interest. I just need to see people buy what is shipped in.
What an amazing concept. People will buy what is shipped in. But if you live near a Target and Walmart that doesn't get anything shipped in, no wallet heat.
Next question. Steve, I have a real concern about the Legends line being Target exclusive. All the other previous Target lines only got one peg dedicated to them or about 4 to 5 figures at regular Target stores like mine. Super Target stores usually had more space for them. Can you please do everything in your power to make sure every Target store has at least 3 pegs dedicated to this line? Steve said any toy company, or any consumer product company for that matter, obviously wants as many pegs as possible. We can push for it, but the decision is ultimately in the hands of the retailer. They make decisions to manage their business as they deem necessary. If Network Spotlight is any indication, Legends should be fairly easy to find. Any chance Ultimate Edition Becky can also come with her Elite 72 head? Steve said no, but reserve judgment until a non-hand-painted version is shown.
Excellent answer. I like that. It's one of those things you need to take those shots with a grain of salt, right? That it could be better at the end of it. That's why I always say when I have it in hand, I'll issue kind of final judgment. Great answer by Steve there.
And last question, Scott, this answers the question that Marty and we all discussed during the Marty DeRessa episode. Is the Heenan Elite in his one shoulder singlet underneath the weasel suit? Steve said Heenan is in his ring gear underneath the weasel suit.
That literally just made my night.
And last question, when can we expect the new Legend series to be in stores? Steve says Legend Series 7 will hit early summer and Series 8 should hit late summer, early fall. So those were all the questions that I felt that were important. Sorry, it went a little long, but I felt that that was interesting to bring to the show.
Way to copy and paste, dude. Well done.
Dude, hand cramp.
I bet you're winded now, though. That was a lot of reading.
Yes.
That's the most you've done since like fourth grade.
The Bernstein Bears, man, they got me through that.
I thought it was Calvin and Hobbes.
Actually, it was Calvin and Hobbes.
I love that book.
So, Scott, what did you think overall of that?
I love the honesty that Steve brings. He's not trying to BS anybody. He's just giving you guys the facts. He answers it to the best of his ability. What I actually liked about the questions that they brought, of course, you had your standard, what about this guy? What about that guy? That's going to happen in every Q&A that Steve ever does. But there were less of those this time, it seemed. So it was good to see a better array of questions. I thought it was a lot of great questions, a good array of questions from the people asking the questions. And I like the honesty that Steve gave there. And again, this is really the guy that you want in charge of getting those legends that you want to see. Again, going back to that Elite flashback that had the Ricky Steamboat, the Jake, the Austin, the Harley Race, he single-handedly made that happen. So there is hope. There is hope for those names that we've longed for. And Steve even said it himself, if we can't do it, I hope one of my talented friends can. So maybe he's able to push some buttons behind the scenes. He can't say that because he works for Mattel. Can't say you're helping the other guy, but who knows, you know? Over a couple beers, you're like, what about this guy? Maybe you guys could take a stab at him. That's kind of the stuff I'm hoping for. But great Q&A with Steve, as always.
I thought it was well done. It reminded me of when Jeremy used to do them on the Figs message boards back in the day. It's kind of refreshing getting those questions answered. We've asked these same questions on the show, and it seems like the people on the boards went and asked them almost like on our behalf.
Yeah, exactly.
There were numerous questions we've brought onto the show, and almost those same exact questions, and sure enough, they were asked. Scott, we need to round out with the Elite Eight of Macho Madness. You ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
They think it's all a game, but I ain't come to play. After me, I can promise it ain't gonna feel the same. Don't matter what they say, I will never change. I ball so hard, they calling me the game.
Why don't you talk about those great people over at FOCO?
Jeff, do you want to prove you're the undisputed world heavyweight champion of WWE fandom? Of course you do. FOCO.com is here to help. With FOCO's WWE bobbleheads, you can visit Suplex City with Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman, let in the Fiend Bray Wyatt, and break some glass with Stone Cold Steve Austin. FOCO's line of WWE bobbleheads includes all your favorite superstars and legends from then, now, and forever, including Becky Lynch, The Rock, Ric Flair, John Cena, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Ronda Rousey, Andre the Giant, and more. These bobbleheads from FOCO are handcrafted and hand-painted to depict the biggest names in sports entertainment, making them must-haves for fans and collectors alike. Don't miss out on these awesome collectibles. Head to FOCO.com now. That's FOCO.com again. FOCO.com. And for a special value for our listeners, a special treat, if you will, at checkout, no matter what's in your cart, when you get to checkout, use special code WFP, as in Wrestling Figure Podcast, 10, and you'll save yourself 10%. So again, at checkout, enter code WFP1010, and you'll save yourself 10% on anything in your cart. FOCO.com. Check it out now.
Love being part of that FOCO family. WFP10 gets you 10% off. Scott, we are down to the Elite Eight, about to head into the final four of Macho Madness 2020. On the Hasbro side, we had Macho Series 1 taking on Razor Ramon in the black vest, red trunks, with 220 votes, Scott. Macho Series 1 defeated Razor Ramon 70.9% to 29.1%.
That should have been closer. Those are two of the best Hasbros in the entire line. I would expect that one to be more in like the 50%, 40% thing, somewhere in that range, like 51-49, 52-48, something like that. A lot closer than what that showed. Those figures are a lot closer than that in terms of how good they are, but the best Hasbros moving forward.
In the next matchup, we had Bret Hart Series 8 with the Silver Shades taking on Smash. Bret Hart Series 8 defeated Smash 65.5% to 34.5% with 165 votes. For some reason, two matchups only got like 160, 165 votes. The other two got 220. So there's like a 60 vote difference. I'm not sure what happened. But anyways, Bret Hart defeated Smash 65.5% to 34.5% with 165 votes. So Bret Hart Series 8 goes on to take on Macho Man Series 1.
I think that might have been predictable to a lot of people that they would have been the final two out of the Hasbro side.
This is the matchup I was expecting.
Yes, exactly. And I can't argue it. Those are two of the best Hasbros right there. I would even lump Razor and Smash. Look, four of the best Hasbros made it to the final four. And it's good to see the Macho versus the Bret. I'm really curious to see who comes out of that one. And let's not make it I like Macho Man better than Bret. Let's actually go off of the figures, guys.
Right. So pick Bret Hart Series 8. The greatest figure of all time.
Will you stop?
Rad Chad agrees with me. Don't you? Will you stop me?
Get out of here, Russia. Don't meddle in this election.
On the retro side, Scott, we had Kane taking on Macho Man in the green trunks with 160 votes. Kane defeated Macho Man 65.6% to 34.4%.
Ah, there goes my hopes of an all Macho Man final. But that Kane totally deserves it.
Kane moves on to the final four. So who does he face, Scott, in the matchup of Undertaker versus Goldust? Undertaker with the purple gloves, very reminiscent of 1994 Taker, taking on Goldust with that amazing wig. With 219 votes, Scott, Undertaker defeated Goldust 59.4% to 40.6%.
Man, I've got to say that's a little bit of a shocker. I totally expected Goldust to go over in that one.
I thought Goldust was going to be the sleeper pick on that side. And I'm actually proud that he made it to the Elite Eight, but people love that Taker figure.
Yeah, and look, we have the Brothers of Destruction on the retro side going head-to-head to see who makes it into the final to face either Hasbro Macho Series 1 or Hasbro Brett Series 8. Good Final Four right there. Those are strong, strong figures on both sides.
And we ask you guys to please retweet. We want to get as many votes as possible for the Final Four and then for the championship. So retweet this when you see the polls go up. We look forward to Macho Madness each year, trying to change up everything for you guys. So let's try to get as many votes. Let's get more than 160 or 220. Let's get even more. So, Scott, that rounds out the show. Steve Ozer's questionnaire went a little bit long, but I thought that was crucial for the news. So if you, ladies and gentlemen, are in the hunt for Hasbros, Retros, Galoobs, LJNs, if you are looking to purchase some of those, before you do, make sure you're getting the fair value price and go check out Wrestling Toy Tracker. Make sure you're paying about what they're going for. They have carded, they have loose prices. Check those out over at WrestlingToyTracker.com or follow them on Twitter at Toy_Tracker. Scott, Eagle Moss.
Yes, guys, if you have a pop culture or WWE fan in your life and you are looking for something to get that special someone, look no further than Eagle Moss. Give them a follow on Twitter at HeroCollector_. They've got a bunch of different properties under their umbrella. They've got WWE, they've got Star Trek, they've got DC, you name it. They've got access to it, and they've got a statue of it. I love the WWE line. It's fantastic. So again, if you've got a WWE or pop culture fan in your life and you need a gift for that special someone, look no further than Eagle Moss. Check them out on Twitter at HeroCollector_.
Scott, I want to throw it back to the podcast buddies. I want to throw it over to Breaker and Bane. They do a show each week that you can find on iTunes that is wrestling talk, toy talk, movie talk, comic book talk. They have a special guest in. Like just about a month ago, they had Eric and Barry each in for a two-parter. That was a lot of fun, so go check those out. But again, each week on Sunday, same day as this show drops, check out Breaker and Bane's Power Hour on iTunes. Also, check out Breaker's side project, Back to the Nintendo, where him and his buddy Brett play old-school Nintendo games. So go check that out. And Scott, that beard, man.
You liking it?
The thing's going to be flowing in the wind in Florida.
Actually, Jeff, it will not be flowing in Tampa. And why? Because of Outsiders Beard Company. It's going to be held nicely in place no matter what the wind conditions are, no matter what the humidity. And why? Because of Outsiders Beard Company. This is Bane's project. He makes a great selection of beard products from balms to oils, whatever you need to make your beard smell better, to look better. Bane's got you covered. Give them a follow on Facebook, Outsiders Beard Company. If you don't want your beard hairs smelling like your butt hairs, you got to check out Outsiders Beard Company. Bane has some great products. I use them. I love them. If you've got a beard, go check them out.
Also, I want to throw it over to Eric and Barry over at Doing the Favor podcast, where each week they do a figs and merch episode. That is a real fun listen. Scott, Barry didn't trust me like I told him to last week.
Trust me? I wouldn't trust you either. Ever.
You know what?
No, you're the Jake the Snake of the podcast world, right? You can't be trusted.
You know what? I am going to send Barry a care package, Scott.
Oh.
There will not be a snake in it.
Oh, what are you going to send him? Protein bars and protein powder? Maybe some hot dogs?
Actually, yes. That's actually what I'm going to do, is I was going to send him protein bars.
You're going to go full heel. Full heel.
I was going to send him dried fruit.
Oh.
I'm worried about Barry. So I'm going to send him protein shakes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is my way of reaching out to Barry and my shaking of the hand. I'm putting my hand out there.
You're going to pull back a stump. Don't take it, Barry. Don't. If I have anything to do with this, you will have Little Debbie snacks and sodas in your care package. Not hot dogs, peanut butter, Clif bars, protein powder. None of that garbage. Nobody wants that.
What?
Nobody wants this.
I'm worried about Barry. I'm not sending him sugar, dude. I'm sending him healthy stuff.
I'll send you sugar, Barry.
So again, check out Eric and Barry over at Doing It a Favor podcast. Steve and Eric over at Positively Pro Wrestling podcast, fun show. They are going to be doing an episode where it's all about All In and their memories and other people's memories of All In, which I told Steve the cool thing was is I got to tailgate with him and his buddy. So actually Celeste and I got to tailgate. So fun memories of All In Chicago 2 years ago. I can't, that was so much fun, man. I got to see Ogata versus Marty Scurll.
Here we go again.
What?
Your Ogata is my Maddie collector. Like, you have to try to edge it in every single show. And look what we did. We just killed two birds with one stone. Maddie collector and Ogata. Boom.
I like how you did that. I like how you did that. So check out Steve and Eric over at Positively Pro Wrestling podcast. They're actually coming up on episode 100 here shortly.
Oh, congrats, guys. That's a huge accomplishment.
Huge accomplishment.
Huge.
Check out our buddy Ryan Buds. Every day he does trivia with Buds and has Trivia with Buds podcast. And he does daily trivia on Seinfeld, comics, Star Wars, everything from top to bottom. You can find it over there at Trivia with Buds on different pop culture stuff. Marty and Sarah every week does Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. We've also had Marty on. Go back and listen to that episode. That was so much fun. We've had a few people reach out regarding those little miniature figures, those IWA figures, Scott.
Yes. In fact, Steve Hoker got himself a couple off of eBay. Big congrats to Steve over there. Those figures are great, by the way. And Marty's always a fun interview. If you haven't checked those out and you're a fan of toys or wrestling in general, just check out those episodes. Marty is such a great interview, so easy to talk to, and we always have a blast talking with Marty. Him and Sarah are just awesome, awesome people.
And Scott, drunk wrestling history, what is it this week?
Yeah, in a very drunk move, I thought we were doing the blowaway diet last week. We didn't. We closed out Black History Month with part two of our Black History Month episode. So the blowaway diet, I think, I'm pretty sure, is dropping this, or did drop this past Friday. Ed hasn't sent me over the schedule yet, so I'm not really sure which one is for sure, but I'm pretty sure blowaway diet dropped this past Friday. So if not, spoiler again, you're going to get an episode about the blowaway diet. But if you enjoy listening to drunkards talk about wrestling and make some pretty crude jokes, use foul language, sometimes it's what you get on this show as well, give us a follow, give us a check out wrestling on Twitter at @wrestling_drunk. You can find us on any of the major podcasting platforms, same place you get this, yada, 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 Spotify, iTunes, you know the drill. Drunk Wrestling History on Twitter at @wrestling_drunk, where we're not always accurate, but we're always drunk.
How many more weeks do you guys have in the can?
In the hopper, I believe we have another four. I think we had enough to get through WrestleMania, but we're actually going to be recording, Jeff, next Friday, and we're going to be doing another six. So the goal is to get through around June. I think we're doing six or seven more shows next Friday. So we'll be putting more into the hopper. No spoilers, but we'll probably be talking about the Mega Powers. Okay, so one spoiler. But we've got some really cool topics. Going to be reviewing some pay-per-views. It'll be some cool stuff. Stay tuned. Drunk Wrestling History on Twitter at @wrestling_drunk.
You guys are recording all the way out to June?
Well, we're trying. Yeah, because again, when you do a drunk, and we've talked about this on the show, when you do a drunk podcast, you can't just record weekly, right? I personally don't want to get drunk every week, despite all the stories that you've heard on this show about how I may or may not have been an ass to Kota Ibushi in a Walgreens in NOLA or to Xavier Woods on Bourbon Street in NOLA. Despite what you've heard on this show, I don't drink every... I'm barely drinking once a month. So with that said, to do a weekly podcast drunk would be very taxing on the body, especially at my advanced age, Jeff, of 46. So we try to do it kind of all in one shot and get as much in so we have a bunch of stuff in the can. So we've got through April right now, and I think we're going to try to tack on 6 or 7 more. So the goal is to get to like June. And then I think when they have their annual Ribbomania event, we're going to try to get in like another 2 or 3 there. So kind of when we're together, we try to record as much as we can just to kind of keep some stuff in the hopper, just because I'm not trying to drink every week. It's very taxing on the body, Jeff.
You guys are like TNA recording so far out.
Yes, exactly. Luckily, no title changes happened at our recordings, so nothing can be spoiled in advance unless you listen to me on this show, and then I might spoil what's upcoming. But regardless, it's a fun podcast. It's a cool little side project. You know, I talk wrestling figures every week with you guys, and I love doing that. But this is kind of my foray into being able to talk wrestling, but kind of have a different angle where we're like just hammered, and a lot of it is just going off of what we remember. We do a little bit of research. We'll go back and watch pay-per-views if we're reviewing a pay-per-view, but a lot of it really is how we felt at the time, because again, it's drunk wrestling history, so we're going off of stuff that we've already experienced. So a lot of it is how we felt at the time and kind of going from memory. So that's what a lot of it is, and it's just fun to talk wrestling. It's fun to drink and talk wrestling, so that's kind of where those two loves come together in this podcast. Just something fun and different.
Scott, roll call.
Yes, I will start it off with the amazing Jason Wolf, who is currently working on Series 3 of our Cardback Series line of t-shirts. He's hard at work on them now. In fact, he sent me a ton of questions. When I'm done recording here, I need to jump on Twitter and answer those back, maybe ask the listeners who have gotten themselves onto Series 3 some questions for clarification for Jason. But it's all rocking and rolling now. Payments are coming in. I'm getting a hold of Jason. He's getting a hold of me. The wheels are in motion, and we're hoping to turn that into an additional project for you guys for WrestleMania. So that's kind of in the works. The dude does amazing work. If you need some artwork done, Jason Wolf is your guy. Hit him up on Twitter at JasonWLF. And Jeff, this is where I would normally turn it over to the figure photographers, but this week I want to thank two people. The first up, Jeremy Conrad. Jeremy Conrad was at New York Toy Fair, and in our DMs, he was sending us pictures of stuff. And yes, they were pictures that we were seeing in addition to the other pictures that were coming through on Twitter, but he was able to get different angles and whatnot. And he sent him directly to us. Jeremy didn't need to do that. Jeremy could have just gone about his business at New York Toy Fair and enjoyed his time. He kept us in mind. He kept us informed. And he sent us pictures. And I and you, Jeff, are incredibly grateful to Jeremy Conrad for not only doing it at New York Toy Fair, he also did it at San Diego Comic-Con. So he's kind of our guy on the ground. And he's sending us pictures. We're able to share them with you guys. So a huge, huge thanks to Jeremy Conrad. Second person I want to thank is Travis Fowler. Travis, this week, hooked up a listener, and I won't name him, hooked up a listener with a Liv Morgan and an Ono, basically because he's like, there's somebody that's going to want these figures more than me, so if he wants them, I'll give it to him at my cost. Exactly what I paid for it, cost of the figure plus the shipping. That is Fig Life in action, and he didn't appreciate him as much as the guy he sold them to is going to. Travis realized that, gave it to him at cost. That is the Fig Life in action, dude, and it warms my heart, makes me so happy every single time. And in addition to that, Jeff, Travis also sent us pics of the loose Macho Man from the Masters of the Universe crossover line.
Yes.
And if that thing isn't the Hasbro Macho Man in Remco form, when you've removed kind of his Macho Man armor, oh, man. So now you've got these things that can really team up with your Remcos and start making dream matches. I didn't realize it until Travis was sending us the pictures out of the package and with all the accessories off of them, that this thing is really, at its base, almost a Remco figure. And I think that is awesome. I love the crossover possibilities. So in addition to being just an amazing member of the Fig Life and helping out another Fig Life member, sending us the pictures of the Macho Man and making me realize, oh yeah, these things are kind of Remco crossovers at their core, I thank Travis Fowler huge for that. So Travis, thank you. Jeremy Conrad, thank you. And that rounds out roll call.
I want to thank you guys for using that WFP10 over at Foco.com. Remember, that gets you 10% off anything in their store. Anything at all, wrestling bobbleheads, baseball bobbleheads, football, NHL, anything at all, basketball, anything at all, it gets you 10% off. Scott, for episode 216, anything else?
Fig Life since 2016, and happy toy hunting.
I want to thank everyone for listening to episode 216. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.
Yeah. Fully posable. Let's go. Jeff and Scott, the Toon Brothers, busting out the ring. But we don't take it out the box, M.O.C. Happy toy hunting, we'll see you next week. We're the OGs of WFP. Fully Posable, thank you all for listening. It ain't no storyline, real life siblings. So everybody go and do your toy spotting. Hashtag Fig Life, adios from the Kings.